America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing. We are up and running. We are. Is your mic up and running?
Is it?
Talk again.
Hello, everyone.
It's up and running.
Someone save me.
We're
SOS.
We're both up and running. Well, we are back. We are back from Amsterdam. We talked about it on a radio show.
I think I still have jet lag.
I think our numbers might be dropping on our podcast because we do the radio show. And they, like, if we, like I just said, Amsterdam. Well, someone might click onto the podcast here in Amsterdam, go, oh, I heard on the radio, no more podcast. You see what I'm saying? But we, Bonnie McFarlane Voss and Rich Voss, always do different shows. Podcast, radio, totally different. One's in a studio, two, the other one's in our house. One is in New York City, two, the other one's in New Jersey. Three, we take phone calls on one, we don't take phone calls on the other.
Well, we do sometimes, but they're horrible.
But we're done. We stopped.
Remember Dr. Steve sent us an email how to take phone calls on our podcast?
You got to buy equipment for that, different equipment.
Yeah,
we didn't buy it.
Right.
I mean, we should.
What's all that equipment that we got as a gift?
I don't know. I know one is a traveling. We could do our podcast.
Why don't we ever use it?
I don't know. We should start bringing it with us.
You know, it'd be nice if we did the podcast in the car when we're driving places.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Or fun or good. Like, what would you pick? What would be your
No, it's never fun. Nice.
You just said
never
that would,
good.
You just said that would be nice.
Well, it would be
convenient.
Convenient, thank you.
Convenience is a word.
Thank you.
Do you like when I correct you?
Yes.
Which is a lot, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm a lot smarter, right?
Yes.
I'm a lot more.
This is like if you just had an app that did a podcast with you.
Like you look towards me for guidance, right?
Yes.
When you're stranded and all alone, I'm the one you come to.
Yes.
Does that fall in the same line as guidance?
Come on. Seriously? I'm going to just do this the whole time.
Yes. You're my new app. I like that. So,
find out what that is. Why Joan? Why?
Why Leno didn't use?
Yeah, did you watch it already?
No.
Why? I tried to click on it last night. I couldn't get it.
We have two computers. We're right next to two computers.
Yeah, there's actually three computers. My computer's on the table. The computer we're doing the podcast.
Which is mine?
What is yours?
This one right here. This is my MacBook. There's your MacBook, and there's the house. What
computer
do you call it?
That doesn't ever work. Look at it.
Yeah, I know it stinks, and it was expensive.
Oh, well, I guess
HP,
that's...
HP, Hewlett Packard.
It's already completely obsolete.
It's a big, big screen. It's
is
a kind
screen
of,
or something else?
That's the kind of screen you could watch movies on. You know what I mean?
Computer talk.
So,
Richard Bonney.
Look at
welcome.
This is not going to... Okay, we're trying to get to the story where Jay Leno...
Jay Leno tells why he didn't use Joan Rivers. Never had her on The Tonight Show.
Which is kind of...
She was banned by...
NBC.
No.
By Carson.
Yeah.
Then NBC banned her.
Yeah. There was sort of a handshake deal. Can you imagine that you would piss somebody off so much that they're like... When I leave this show, I would like for the successor to... sort of do a handshake deal to never have Joan Rivers on.
Well, I mean, if that's what you're thinking about when you're doing it, you know.
That's what Joan told us when we interviewed her for our movie, Women Aren't Funny. Wasn't she nice? She was so kind.
I didn't meet her. You were
right.
Lucky you sat with her for an hour. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it was the day that, what's her name? Liz Taylor died.
No, it was the day after.
Or the day after. So we thought she was going to cancel because she was getting a lot of press that day.
Uh-huh. Up in her apartment, right?
Yeah, because she'd... there it is. Because she had talked so much about Liz Taylor and her act and slammed her that they were getting quotes from her. And she was being funny about it. She was like, I can still hear her munching in the...
In the grave.
From the grave and stuff, yeah. In the casket. But she didn't cancel us. In fact, she made the other press wait.
What's and that?
She made all the other press wait.
She
Let's
was
hear
great.
It. Let's hear it. What's happening?
Oh.
Explain why he continued Johnny Carson's ban of Joan Rivers from The Tonight Show during his tenure as host.
Here it is.
Respect for Johnny. I don't think he wanted to see her on the show.
And that's why we didn't.
Did he ask you to agree to that sort of?
No. It never even came up. No, nothing was ever said. We just didn't do it.
Unfortunately, even after Johnny passed away in 2005, Jay never managed to get Joan on the show.
It got a little awkward. By that point, Joan was sort of going on and on about me. And I thought, well, let's the ground lie fallow for a while. We'll see what happens. But she always kind of kept it going. I like Joan. I mean, that was the first autograph I ever got, was Joan Rivers. We were friends, but then it just got to be awkward, and we just never did it, so.
Friends? Listen to Joan's thoughts on Jay, and tell me if you think they were friends.
You had to bump into Jay at some point.
Luckily, no, because I'd see that chin coming around the corner. I would just leave. And I only went places where people were funny, so I never saw him. Leno. Pick a finger.
Sure, friends. Billy Bush then gave Jay an opportunity to express some remorse, but Jay didn't take him up on it.
Do you have any regrets about that?
No, I don't regrets about anything. Or just this interview.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a jerk. What a jerk. Like, out of respect for Johnny. Fight your own battles, douchebag.
Yeah.
You might want to turn that off. Oh, brother, this is a great podcast.
You know
we
got to
start
hate?
Editing these, I think.
Editing what?
Our podcast.
Why?
Because you're on your phone, you take, you know, it's, you know. You know,
well, because, hold on.
Exactly.
Don just, he keeps saying he's not getting the W-9 I keep sending him. You know, he just messaged me. He goes, send it to another address now.
Okay, but this is all stuff that could be handled in 1 hour. I mean, I don't know what you want to do. Should we put our lives on hold to do the podcast or not? Should I go start like cleaning up and doing things as we're doing
this,
the podcast?
I did this while that video was playing.
No, you weren't. You were doing it while, look, I don't care. I could give a shit about this podcast, but you're the one that wants to get your numbers up, and it's like then you're just on your phone. You never like you have such an urge to do things right now. It's like you can't control it. Like if we were having sex and the phone rang, you would answer the phone. Like you can't.
Yeah, that'd be
even
like,
if it was somebody.
I'd be like a threesome.
You answer the phone. You go, I can't talk right now. That's what you have voicemail for. Okay. When people text you, you can get back to them in a while. People don't get mad about that. It's fine.
I like to do things so I don't forget about them later because I have a million things going on. So
right.
when something
yes.
comes along, I try to knock it
during
out.
So let me just get this out of the way. We're allowed to do other things during the podcast.
No,
is
not
that what
now.
You're saying?
Not anymore.
Like, am I allowed? Should I get on my computer and start checking my emails?
No.
Well,
no.
What if I got one right now and it's just sitting there?
Emails are different than texts. When people send you a text, they need an answer. They need an answer.
No.
Oh,
they
yes.
don't. And it, okay, what if the phone rang right now? Would you just
I would
let
see
it go
who
to voicemail?
It depends who it is because certain calls are more important than others. You know, if it was a number I didn't recognize.
If it was our manager, would you pick it up?
No.
You would too.
No, I wouldn't. You just ask me. You can't ask me a question and answer.
I was
get
baiting
more names.
You and
get
I'm,
more names.
I'm not going to just do lists of names.
And I would say yes or no whether I'd answer
no.
it.
No, that's not. Do you think that's interesting to people? If you were listening to a podcast and someone was just doing
yes, they
name.
Would want to know who I pick up the phone for.
No,
because their name might
stop.
Come up. Listeners' names or people might come up. Like, give some comics names and I'll tell you if I'd pick
oh,
up.
Oh, Lady Trucker.
No.
Would you answer for Lady Trucker?
No, give some comics.
Like, who's listening?
Give some comedian names. Some comics.
I don't
Greg Gass.
Know. That's the coffee maker shutting off.
Do you think they heard that mm-hmm. beeping?
Yeah.
Do you think they were hoping your head exploded when the beeping stopped?
I wouldn't be surprised if they thought my head exploded because I bet when they listen to you, they're like, how does she sit there without her head exploding?
Is that what they think? You think they
mm-hmm.
think? That's what all, how many, what's the percentage of the people you think that?
These in-depth questions, I can't, yeah, let's get some softballs going.
Ralphie May retweeted our movie this morning or sent out a tweet. Ralphie's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Always been a friend of the Vosses.
You almost said a friend of the show. That's what you almost
no,
said.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I wouldn't, I don't even really know that phrase. As you said it, I get it, but it's not something that, it's honestly, I was going to say McFarlane Voss, but then I just went with Vosses.
We just want to thank Ralphie for being a friend of the show. Thank you. A friend of the podcast. A friend of Bonnie McFarlane, a friend of Rich Voss, and just a good friend. And thank you for tweeting. Isn't that nice?
I think Lana Turner has a new CD out.
Oh, really?
Or DVD called I Wrote a Song About It. I think that's what it's called. So you should check that out on iTunes.
Let's just
tit
plug.
Tit for tat.
What, plug other people's stuff? Yeah, Ralphie's doing his.
You know what this festival did? They said, can you plug our festival? And
well,
then,
what festival?
I don't want to
be
say
more
it.
In depth. I'll say it. You can't be mad at somebody then not.
Well, because it's like it's cheesy of me to like I don't care really. Honestly, I don't. Like they said, "Will you please tweet about our festival?" I did it last year, so they were like, you know, they're having some ticket sale issues. And can you tweet about it and we'll add your movie link to some of our tweets, you know, because it's an all-female festival, sort of works together.
What, the one in Portland?
Yes. And
all Jane, no dick?
Yes. And I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. I mean, the thing is, if she'd just asked me to tweet about it, I would have anyway. But then she never tweeted about the movie, not
well, then
once.
Why didn't you write it back and say, how come you haven't
because
tweeted?
Because she only has, like, 100 followers. It's not enough. Like, you're, like, you love the idea of getting in fights with people.
I just ignore it.
I just think, like, oh, next time
no,
you
you're
ask
not
me
ignoring
for a favor.
It. You're not ignoring
no,
it because
I,
you're, it's dwelling inside
okay, but
you.
I'm saying, no, it's not dwelling inside
yes,
me. I'm just, you, like, I just lay in wait for the opportunity when they come back to
no,
me
you don't.
For another.
You're 100% wrong. Okay, two, I'm not trying to start arguing.
But
yes.
I'm not you. Can I deal with things differently?
Yes, but it is dwelling because you brought it up last night and today, so
I just can't believe that someone would say I'll do this and then don't
yeah.
do it. But I'm not. I'm definitely 100% not sending her an email like, "Hey, I thought you were gonna tweet my movie out to your 132 followers."
No, it's not that. First of all, you let stuff fester inside you, and that's why you explode all the time. You push it down, okay?
And then she sent me a thing and said, "I Like, instead of making this about how I'm dealing with it wrong, why don't you just hate on them? That's what
I did. I said, why didn't you respond to them?
No, no, that's about me. Why don't you just, who cares?
Yeah, to put them in their place.
Okay, but when I said I'm not going to, then just let it go. But then she emailed me and said,
I'll respond to them.
No, I don't want it. Do you see that you're making it like, there, sometimes it's just fun to bitch about something. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, but when people take advantage of you, you let people. I don't like when people take advantage of you.
Oh, come on, really?
Yes.
Some fucking festival in Portland, I'm going to like start some big fucking issue with because they didn't tweet out my movie, which I don't care anyway. I just can't believe that somebody would say, I want to do this. Can you do it? And then not follow through on their own thing.
Yeah. That's people
on the thing that they suggested. But also then she sent me an email that said, I saw the tweets, keep them coming, and I'll
tell her go fuck herself. Tell her go fuck herself. What are you, not her fucking publicist?
And you know, keep them coming.
We ask people to tweet for us, but yet we do things for people. We've asked.
No, we didn't.
No, we do things for people all the time.
We ask people. We ask people in the movie to tweet it.
Yeah, and we asked other people. And I asked a hunt. You know, 20 other people that weren't in the movie to tweet it. Ralphie wasn't in the movie. He tweeted it.
Did you ask him though?
Yeah, I asked.
What did he say? Did he watch it?
Brody, what's his name? Brody Stevens. He tweeted it. I could keep going. The list goes on.
And Ralphie, man, I filmed him for the movie.
Yeah,
but it was just too late in the game to put him.
So I ask people to tweet for me all the time, but when people ask me, I do it for them too. You know. But if I said to somebody, do this, I'll do that, and they did this and I didn't do that, I would expect them.
Oh my God, I can't follow that.
I would expect them to go, well, you're supposed to do this because I did that. And I go, I will do this since you did that. All right? Do you get it?
I do, but it's like I could, but I mean, honestly, it's like, why?
It's just because you are... Look,
no, it's not about letting people take advantage of me or whatever. It's just like making a check mark in your head, like, oh, okay, that's the kind of person that is.
But the
Moving
difference,
on. Like, what if I said to her, "Hey, I thought you were going to tweet my movie," and she tweeted my movie. Now, what? Big deal. She still didn't do what she said she was going to do. I had to do that, and it goes out to 132 people. Who gives a shit? And so it makes no difference. But now it's like I still know who she is as a person.
Yeah, and if she.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Though?
Yes, but if you talk to any therapist, first of all, a check mark in your head.
It makes no difference. But I'm saying, either if I write something to her or not, it's the exact same situation.
All right,
except that she gets to feel better about herself because she did it.
I'm trying.
Or like a little irritated by me.
I'm trying to get deeper. A check mark in your head is a resentment in your stomach. That's no.
Oh my God, is that a real saying?
No, I just made it up.
Oh my God.
A check mark in your head is a resentment.
You're not supposed to respond to every single feeling that you have. Do you know that? You seem to think like if you don't get angry, you get resentment. That's not true. Sometimes you're supposed to process it. Sometimes you're supposed to work through it and not do anything like lash out at people or get angry. You think like, if I have an angry feeling, I'm supposed to react to it. No, you're not.
I'm not saying lash out.
You're absolutely not. Sometimes you're supposed to push it down. That's healthy.
I'm not saying lash out.
I know
out.
That
saying,
it's like a weird...
I'm saying communicate.
I'm not saying like, you know, if somebody's like systematically fucking abusing you to keep pushing it down. Yeah, that's going to result
in something.
Well,
she was doing that
shitty.
Last night.
She wasn't systematically abusing.
She was saying, keep them coming.
It was a tiny little thing that made a tiny little pinch on my fucking ego. That's it. That's all that it was.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
That part was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, see?
But like, but
still. That check mark is a resentment.
It's just me saying like, am I never supposed, like, if I'm going to talk about it out loud, then I have to do something about it? That's crazy.
But if this is the second or third time you talked about it, then it's bothering you.
I brought it up on the podcast because we have to fucking talk about shit.
Yeah.
I brought it up to you last night because I thought it was, like, a
it wasn't
weird,
funny.
Interesting thing that happened.
No, I think you started off with, you know, a negative thing about that person. I said, you know what they
Can
did.
Can you believe this bitch?
Yeah.
No, I never said that.
Yeah. I do know what you said.
What?
No, I'm not going to go out on the
I don't remember saying anything that horrible. Yeah. Twat?
No, I didn't say that.
Hand warmer?
No, that's two pussies rubbing together.
That's Dyke?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I never did. No. No, for real? I don't think so.
Okay. Well, whatever you said, it wasn't.
I mean,
positive.
I would like to use the word dyke more. It barely comes up in my brain as one of the choices. Cunt comes up much faster.
Is dyke negative?
Oh, yeah. Really?
No, she's a dyke.
She really isn't.
No, not her. I mean, in general, when you go, oh no, she's a dyke. That's not negative.
Oh yeah.
No,
rich.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, when you say fag, that's negative.
That's the equivalent.
No, a dyke.
Yes, no.
There's difference. There's lesbians who are like
maybe gay women can call each other dykes and it's like a thing, but you can't. No way.
Are you kidding me?
No way.
There's certain.
It's like I don't know if like I can't go back far enough in history. As you can, but maybe there was a time when it was like the way that coloreds was used or something.
What do you mean was?
Okay, stop. First, like, at least just because here's the thing, when I'm having these conversations with you, like, you're like, I don't want people to think I'm an idiot, but then you have these conversations.
I said
I think,
a joke was.
I know, but I think you, but the thing about the dyke, I think you're just making it up to be,
no,
this is good, in your head, you're like, this is good radio.
No, no.
But then you're like mad when people are like, you fucking asshole.
No.
You know, how does Bonnie talk to you or whatever it is?
There's different types of lesbians. There's, you know, like a lesbian that, you know, hey, she's gay, she's a lipstick lesbian, very pretty, you know, very nice, but they call her lipstick lesbians. Then there's like diesel dykes. Okay, I didn't make these categories up. Just like gay people, there's regular gays, there's bears who are big gay guys, hairy, fat. They call them bears. So I didn't make these names up. So if you know, who do you think made them up? The community. Okay, now
the
I didn't
community of gay people.
Yeah. Well, you think who do you think came up with bears? Do you think when
well, who do you think came up with fag? Was it the gay community?
Oh, easily, yeah. That was in the beginning. They used to refer to each other as fags all the time. Oh, hey, fag, or
yeah,
you know.
But that's like the way that suffrage became a word. It's like it starts off negative, and then you take it back to own it or whatever.
I don't know who invented it. Okay. I mean, there's, you know,
but it's bad people use those words. I mean, I don't know about bad people, but like, it's not
Hitler
it's
used
them.
You think Hitler started all the bad words?
It's they're hurtful.
I would blame Hitler.
Words. I think dyke is a hurtful word.
I don't know. I'm going to ask somebody. I'm going to ask a gay lesbian.
Please do. I don't think you're allowed to say it.
I wouldn't go, yo, what's up, my dyke? I would say the person.
I hope you wouldn't be talking like that ever.
You know, but I think Hitler started all the bad words like that.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was Hitler.
I think those words were around.
Yeah, but he really made him famous because he had a big, big platform. When he spoke, the street, he spoke, you know, some people speak some people speak to theaters, some to coliseums. He spoke to cities. Okay, him and the Pope. Those two, the Pope and Hitler, the biggest draws when they spoke. I mean, the streets were packed. Okay, so big draw. And Pope still. The Pope.
What are you talking about?
When he spoke,
I'm
saying.
Stop. If you want to say something real, say it. But I can't. I'm not going to talk to this character that you're doing right now.
I'm not doing a character.
Yes, you are. You're like, it's such bullshit. It's not funny.
What's going on with this computer over here?
It's doing updates.
Oh. You know what we need to start
to
do?
Can you just be normal now?
Do you
know
we...
stop? Now, let's just go back for 1 second.
Okay.
Before you said Hitler. Because I'll do it. I'll just start fucking...
You don't do?
John A. McDonald was the most famous man in the world.
Who?
John A. McDonald.
Who the fuck's that?
You don't know who John A. McDonald is?
No, who's that? This is a fun podcast. We're not doing a news show. We're having fun.
No, but it's not fun to talk to you when you're like, because the thing is that you're,
so you're
a
pro.
Jackass on your own without being like, I'm going to be a jerk and talk about Hitler right
so
now.
So what are you saying? You're pro Hitler. Is that what you're saying?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
You're saying you're standing. You're sticking up for Hitler. You're saying it wasn't
There's only
him.
One more Jew I wish he would have killed. It's sitting right across from me at the table.
Okay, pro-Hitler. Why don't we call the show My Wife Hates Me, Pro-Hitler?
Well, this brings us back to Amsterdam, doesn't it?
How
They hate the Germans because the Germans stole their bikes. Remember that story?
Yeah, yeah. I can't talk to you if you're going to try to be funny and not be real. I can't
that
do this.
That story you heard when we were driving.
No, people don't know the story. Explain to them the story. Do you want me to tell you the story? Do you want me to explain?
I want to go back to the dyke thing.
What?
You obviously know that's a pejorative term.
No, I'm 100% sure you're not supposed to say fag anymore. 100% sure. Cripple, I think you're not supposed to say. I don't know why.
Really? Are you being real right now?
No, we talked about this before on another podcast. You're supposed to say special needs, right?
That's still old-fashioned.
Handicap?
Old-fashioned.
Well, what's the new one then?
Well, it depends. A person with a physical disability?
Yeah.
Or you're supposed to say person first.
Oh.
You don't just identify people by their...
So you would go, that person's crippled.
No. A person with a disability.
That doesn't flow.
I can't help it. You know, people want, you know, I don't know. What do you want? You don't like it when people say Jew.
It depends how they say it.
Yeah, well.
It depends how they say it. This guy's, if they, someone introduced me and said, oh, my friend here is Jewish, that wouldn't
bother
Jewish, me.
That's Jewish, but the word Jew, you don't like when people go Jew. But that's what you're
saying. It depends
saying,
how they
cripple,
say Jew.
But that's what you're doing.
I'm not doing it. I'm going over what you can and can't do. I'm not doing it.
No, but you
it.
Just said you can call someone a cripple.
No,
but
no,
that's like calling someone a Jew.
So you're saying being a Jew is a handicap. That's what you're saying.
Do you want to have this conversation?
That's why
not?
You're so pro-Hitler.
Do you want to
it all comes back to your pro-Hitler beliefs. Do you want to hear a story that
no,
I just read
I
online?
No, I want to go back.
Online, I read this story.
To when before we met.
I read online this story. A couple, a Nazi couple, you know, mm-hmm. American Nazis, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Just basically poor people, yeah.
No, you know.
Poor white people who fucking can't get a job. And
first of all, I hate to break the news to you. People that are Nazis or Klan or white supremacists aren't all poor. There's fucking
the couples
There's judges, there's lawyers, there's people who are very influential that are anti-Semitic, racist, believe in you know, the white race and all that, and you don't have to be poor. But this couple,
but in my mind, when you say like a Nazi couple, I immediately think of like bad teeth, wife beaters. You know, living in a trailer.
No, this guy had good tattoo work. I looked at his tattoo work. She had some good tattoo work too.
Like swastikas and stuff.
Guess all different SS. They had some nice stuff.
88.
I taught you that.
No.
88.
Rich Voss, ladies and gentlemen, where would I be without him? Oh.
So they, as a couple, wanted to have a kid, and he couldn't have a kid.
Oh, so, because he's superior?
No.
Ha ha. Oh, they adopt, or they, what was it, sperm donor? And it
yeah.
was black?
Yeah, the black. You read that?
I saw the thing on Facebook. I wasn't sure I believed it.
It was on MSN. It was on, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, maybe I read it on Facebook. Yes, it's a true story.
No, the Facebook is full of fake stories.
Oh, they had a picture of
sometimes
the couple.
Sometimes they even say, this is from fake website or fake news site or
no,
something.
No, but this was a real story.
Made up stories. Like, if you just look, you're like, look at this big clam on the beach. It's like...
It was an octopus.
From not real news.
Well, I think this was a pretty real story. So she had a little African-American baby.
Yeah.
And she
What'd they do with it? Kill it?
No, she kept it. Every mother loves their child. Not every. Oh. I shouldn't say that.
Well, that's a good way to get them to not be racist.
How come whenever people talk about racist, they always talk about white people being racist towards black? A lot of black people don't like white people either.
Yeah,
okay?
But they have a reason. People,
there was an incident.
Don't you think there's more of a reason?
There was an no, not now. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No. Listen to me right now. Okay, people always say get over it. You know,
no,
stop.
No.
But what happens is that it wasn't that long ago, and the fucking struggles that their parents faced gets passed down. Okay.
Everybody faces struggles.
So it is hard to get it out of. And not only that, but like, let's not pretend that there's not racism going on right now today.
Yeah, there's racism
also.
In every. Listen.
Yes, but as a white person, you still have it easier, okay? You do. You don't think that you do, but you don't know what it's like to live as somebody else. You only know what it's like to live as you.
I live as a secluded gay guy, don't I? Didn't you say that?
Do you want to keep making jokes about that or what?
No.
Or do you want? Is this your coming out?
No. But here's the story. 50 black teenagers went in and ransacked.
I'm not saying
Jewish
that all black people are these fucking innocent angels walking around. I'm
Nobody's
not saying that.
Nobody's innocent.
People,
no race. No innocent. No one's innocent.
But I'll tell you what, a fucking white guy at the top of some fucking big corporation has killed many more people than a black guy with a gun. Okay.
Many
more.
Tell us how.
Well, take a look at the fucking people that run drug companies, okay?
Yeah.
They send out drugs that aren't even, they haven't done the right studies or they put some shit in them. Then they know it's going to kill a certain amount of people, so they set aside, $1 billion to take care of that when that happens, because that's how much fucking money they're going to make.
Hey, I'm not pro drug company like you're pro Hitler. I'm against the drug companies.
I'm just saying that there are the heads of the CEOs of these fucking big companies. Trust me, they're worse than all the fucking thugs on the planet.
The CEOs at tobacco companies, CEOs at liquor companies, CEOs at all companies are fucking horrible, okay? They're all horrible. They're either killing people or robbing people, all right? Insurance companies, I agree. But then you have to go with percentages, too, of crime per people. People say Jews run the country. There's 3%. 3% Jews in this country. So let's say that was true. What does that say for the other 97%, how fucking dumb they are? And it's not true. It's just all propaganda. Okay, so people come up with fake statistics. Oh, so you have to go by the true
Whoever
and real
has the
statistics.
Money has the power.
Well, then the WASP had the power in this country. That's who has the power. Or the corporations. It's all the, Listen, I love Walmart, but I hate them for what they stand for. I hate everything about them. I hate
Walmart that. Isn't even the one to hate.
They are. They treat their employees. They won't give them full-time work. They can't get insurance. They have to buy their own uniforms. I hate them, but they're convenient. I have to go with convenience, okay?
But for me, I enjoy the
convenience. It's like rock, scissors, paper. Convenience is paper. Walmart.
This is not a good analogy, I can tell already.
It's not?
No.
All right, I would imagine now through this in-depth
and
discussion.
Also, my big speech there that I just gave, which I believe, but I don't want people to think I'm not racist.
Okay.
I am.
After this in-depth discussion.
I believe that and I'm also racist. Just like I believe that having abortion is killing a kid and I still think it's okay. See, sometimes you can have those two thoughts.
Yeah, those are people. Those are called politicians.
What? No, it's just like people always want it to be one or the other. But sometimes you can.
You got to take a stance. You can't be.
I am taking a stance. I'm just thinking out of the box. Okay.
No, because you're talking abortion, so that's why you're thinking out of the box.
But well, get it out.
Okay.
Of my box.
See, you know what? We're not going to name names. We're going to move on. But me and Bonnie were in the car, and sometimes we'll listen to the comedy on Sirius.
Oh, why are you bringing it?
We'll listen to the comedy on Sirius.
This one guy was so bad, I swear. It was hilarious.
On how bad he was.
Well, first of all, he was very confident, too. But it was like kindergarten jokes.
It was so bad.
It was like I can imagine if Raina was with us, she would have been like, oh, come on.
It was so bad that when we were driving.
But he was so confident. It was like, it's like an SNL sketch. Like if you just like, if you were doing like Dr. Seuss, but in a like kind of edgy way or something really, I don't know. I can't explain it. It was almost genius.
Because that's how bad it was.
It's hard to be that bad and
well,
that
but
confident.
You know what?
That's
I've heard,
slick.
I've heard myself on comedy, on like, on Sirius, and from my one album, Live in Philly, and a bit, it was horrible. Like, sometimes comedy doesn't, like, if I ever heard my, like, if it came off of Still Empty Inside or my new CD, 141 IQ, I would go, well, there's nothing on there I wouldn't want to hear. I don't think it would be bad. But when I heard the bit from Live in Philly, I'm going, how horrible is this?
Why? What bit was it?
I don't remember, but it stunk. And I'm like, oh, God, I can't believe. Like, out of my four CDs, that one is probably the one I don't like the most. And I guess the Beatles were like that. I guess
oh,
the Beatles.
God.
No, I mean, I'm sure the Beatles like certain albums better than other albums. You know, same with the Stones. You know, the Stones had so many, you know, like when you have four CDs, there's got to be one you really don't like or you don't like as much as the other three. And you know, the Stones probably or, you know, or The Who, you know. Humble Pie didn't have really that many albums, so I can't really
Can
say.
Can we be done?
What do you mean?
How much longer?
I'm going to have to go with Dyke is no good anymore. I'm going to...
Thank you.
Dyke gets thrown out of the vocabulary.
Unless you're like saying it to be mean about somebody.
Nah, but I'm not mean about people. I don't
that,
use...
See, you think you make progress with you, and then it's like a giant step backwards.
I'm not... I don't hate any one race. I'm not... You know, I don't go, oh, that whole race, you know. I don't judge people by their race. I judge them by their character. Okay, now if that lady last night said, do me a favor, I'll do this, and then used me like that, I would feel like a victim and I would have to take care of it. Unlike you, that puts a check mark in their head, which is a resentment in the stomach. Remember that, folks. Check mark in the head.
You're going to get a knife in the stomach.
Resentment in the stomach.
Okay, how much longer do we have? Because we didn't talk about Amsterdam
yet. Oh, listen, we got 9 minutes. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's hit it, baby.
And also.
What, last night? What, sex? Well, you're so... Oh, last night, Bonnie, whoa, first of all.
No, just talk about Amsterdam.
No, let's do the sex.
No, talk about Amsterdam.
You talk about it. I had a good time. I didn't have fun
first
when
of
it
all,
came to food.
It
I had,
made me realize, like, you know, I used to always kind of be a little bit like, Americans, ugh. But it made me realize how much I love Americans because they're fucking annoying. Like, I think we should ride bikes and stuff more, you know, here would be nice.
Uh-huh.
But it's like...
Want to take our bikes out today?
People get dressed up and they're like... Outfit. You'd go to the venue and you'd be like, there's no cars here. And then you think nobody was going to show up. And then they'd walk around to the front and there was like 200 bikes. People fucking get dressed up and ride their bike around. It's weird.
Yeah, because gas
is
drunk, so expensive.
They hit people on their bikes. They're all drinking and riding their bikes. It's weird.
What are you, Kevin Meaney?
That's terrible. Put on your big boy pants. Yeah, and then also it was impossible to get fucking decent food. I don't know. That might have just been where we were, but
we didn't. But no, even if we were in the middle of Rotterdam, it's nothing but fucking Middle Eastern restaurants.
And also, like, you order something and then they give you something weird. You get an omelet on some bread. Toast it. That's what you do in the morning. And you get toast.
And when you make an omelet, maybe whip it up so there's no white in the omelet, so it doesn't look like a fried egg that you're calling
an
omelet.
Yeah, like barely,
And your pancake, what the fuck?
Pancake was like a weird crepe.
It was a crepe. It was a gigantic crepe.
With ham, big chunks of ham on it.
On the bottom. We ordered our daughter pancakes and bacon, and this big fucking crepe on the bottom with fucking round fucking bacon stuck to the bottom.
We kept having to ask them for syrup. They're like, what?
Or ketchup?
Syrup for what? For what? The ketchup was a tomato paste a lot of times.
It was gross.
Disgusting.
Fucking horrible. Remember Tony Woods wouldn't eat that meal? He goes, he walks over and goes, oh, no, this ain't going to work.
Yes. But also that the people are just sitting there. You know what I just realized?
I don't know what.
People might listen to this podcast.
From Amsterdam?
Yeah,
a lot of people listen to it. I'm not saying I didn't like the audiences. I fucking had good sets. I crushed. I had to be the talk of the festival. Who do you think was the talk of the festival?
You were.
Do you think so?
You killed every time.
Why am I such a good comic? And
I can't.
No,
I can't.
Wait. I'm just. But I mean, listen, think about it.
I can't.
I don't.
Stop.
I don't fail. I don't fail.
Stop.
What does it take?
It's horrible.
But I'm not. Here's the thing. I'm just.
I know you want to get it out, but listen, save it for your fucking therapist. You
don't. I don't have a therapist.
You don't. Well, go get one.
They don't have the answer.
Or talk to Bobby Kelly about how great you are. But you don't come on a podcast and be like, I'm amazing. I'm the greatest.
You know what else is bad about
Nobody it? Likes that.
You know what else was bad about Amsterdam? The one show that we did the first night, like, it was like, you know, we were at the bottom and the audience
went
up.
It's an amphitheater.
Yeah, with no stage. I like to stand on a stage.
Yeah, I like to be above the audience.
Yeah, below the audience, looking up at them.
Yeah, that's like, look, it's just a bad.
You know, I'm standing on the level that the front row is on, and it goes up, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said there, it'd be great for PowerPoint presentation, you know. But
if you're unveiling a new iPhone, maybe.
Yeah.
But not for
they're not
comedy.
Gonna do it. They're not going to unveil a new iPhone for a while.
All
they just unveiled
it. I was just trying to make a point. Oh, my God. But also, like, they know English, so they're really, like, they know a lot of languages. You know, they're smart people.
No, just because you know a lot of languages doesn't make you smart.
Well, it does.
How smart are they that they put bacon under a crepe and call it a pancake?
Cooking's not their thing, but they do know a lot of languages. But here's the thing. So they come in and they're like all kind of, like they know English, right? But the thing is that stand-up, it's not just that you need to know English. You need to know what, you need to be able to do it quickly and understand culture, right?
Well,
it's not just about translating words.
No, but you don't understand
I used to know French. If I went, if saw a French comic, I still wouldn't get it. It would take me too long to translate it. And
well, I was watching some of the Dutch comics speaking their native tongue, and they would do the whole set without a laugh. I'm going,
yeah,
I don't know
I
what
like,
they're
are they
saying.
Doing, are they doing, like,
are they giving
announcements?
A speech? Or what are they doing? But there's no laughter.
Yeah.
There's no laughter. And everybody's saying what a good comic this person is. I'm going, well, maybe they don't expect laughter.
And then they'd be, like, you know, half silent.
Who's knocking on the door?
That's my feet. They'd be, like, half silence, and then they'd be, like, you come on, people would be like, they loved you. It's like, what?
I don't know. I had fun on stage. I was fucking furious at the zoo.
All right, let's move on from the zoo story.
Do we tell the zoo story on the radio?
Yeah, but it's also, to me, I don't agree with it. You don't get to go in free just because you're...
I didn't want to
go free.
You
only have an hour left.
There's an hour left.
We got to the zoo.
You shouldn't pay full price. For an hour left. Would you pay full price for a fucking 10-year-old car? No. Okay. A
yeah, but it's
car.
Our fault that we were late. Like,
so there's an hour left in the zoo. They should have said, okay, the kid goes free or half
that's
price.
Weird. And then he got mad at the guy on the way in. And then you stopped, found him again on our way out.
I didn't find him. He was in the same place. He wasn't hiding. He was in the same booth.
No, he wasn't. He was in a different booth.
There's two booths, one right there and one right there. And they're right next to each other. Don't
we're
happen.
Looking at the kangaroos. I look over. You should have let us in for free.
Not free. Let the kid in for free. Don't charge us full price when if you're coming into the zoo at 4:45 and it closes at 6. And they didn't have all the fucking animals. There was no gorilla or tiger. All right. Say, you know, the main animals weren't there. We're the main attractions. We went and paid full price and we didn't even see the main attractions. The giraffe. Woo. That was our biggest event was the giraffe. No fucking... Oh, some elephants, too. The giraffe and the elephants. Two of the fucking... They're big, but they're, you know, they're headliners, but there was no tigers, gorillas, or lions. That's fucking major headliners in the zoo. That's who you want to see. The fucking apes, the gorillas, they're mean. That's what a person wanted. That's what the kid wanted to see. So they didn't have it, and they're still charging full price. That's all I'm saying. Right? Don't you agree with that?
Agreed.
All right. Bonnie, last night when we were fooling around.
Stop. I don't want to talk about this.
When we were fooling around, Bonnie.
Don't tell that part.
What part? Well, no, when I. Like when Bonnie takes a bath, you kind of get a hint that she wants to fool around.
Oh my God, that's not true. You're yes, gross. And first of all, I took a shower last night, okay, not a bath.
Like when she comes in after a shower, she'll
stop,
come in.
Please, I can't. I gotta go. It's all also okay. The time is up.
No, it isn't. We have a couple minutes. She put on, she fooled around. I had sex with you and you were wearing a raccoon mask. She was running around. Like our role play was she was a fucking raccoon. Okay.
That's the only mask I have.
I had a raccoon.
I got it for I'm gonna be a raccoon for Halloween.
Is that where you got that mask from? For yeah. Halloween?
Yeah.
You're just gonna throw on half a mask on your face.
I wanted
go,
something that I could just wear like a gray sweatshirt with it.
Don't that's the kind of people like that go to Halloween parties that you go you shouldn't let them in because they just get some like fucking plastic mask.
I'm,
ooh, walk, look.
I'm not going to a party. I'm walking
but
around.
I'm saying
with
about people,
she wanted me to get a costume.
People that go to parties
first
and they just
all,
don't want a Casper plastic mask that they got for 99 cents. I don't like those people.
It costs more than 99 cents.
Well, let me tell you the costumes I used to put in. I used to really, really go all out when I made one time.
Nobody gives a shit. I gotta go.
Okay,
nobody cares about you. How great you are in Amsterdam. The most amazing costume I've ever had. You've taught me everything I know. It's like enough already, you know? You're the greatest. We get it. You're a legend. You're everything you touch turns to fucking gold. You're incredible. There aren't enough words to describe how absolutely fucking incredible you are.
You name one person. You name one
here
person.
Here we go. That wasn't okay. Enough, folks, watch. He's going to try to upgrade that.
You name one person that's got blown by a raccoon. Give me a name.
Look, the reason I put the raccoon mask on was because I wanted to see show you what it's like to fucking have sex with a rodent. Goodbye.
Whoa, that's a good closer. Don't you want to plug where you're going to be? Aren't you like at the stand and you got some shows and stuff?
I don't give a shit. No one ever comes.
Yes, they do.
Really?
This weekend I'll be at.
Hey, I listen to your podcast and I came to your show. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. A lot of people
not
listen to her.
The fucking stand.
Okay. Anyhow, Bonnie's headed to New York. This weekend I'll be at McGuire's in Bohemia, Long Island, Friday and Saturday. Next weekend I will be in Kentucky at the Laughing Derby, and then on Sunday night at Zany's in Nashville. Zany's in Nashville, not this weekend, but next Sunday. This weekend, McGuire's, Bohemia. Next weekend, the Laughing Derby in Louisville. And then Nashville on the Sunday. Thank you. We are out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.